This little light of mine is probably not commonly heard in any church, especially a congregation which has been in the heart of Buffalo for two centuries. Interim Dean Will Mebben says it's part of working to attract the millennials who have flooded into the city's downtown core in recent years, a generation which is heavily unchurched. He says there are occasional visits from neighborhood millennials. Mebben says the cathedral is reaching back into the basic Christian message rather than extensive church services.
We believe what Jesus commands, that we are to be involved in feeding the hungry and clothing the naked, caring for people who are sick, visiting folks who are in prison, welcoming the stranger. And so all of our ministries now are centered around doing those things, which, again, you can't do sitting up in a building, and you can't do it just only on Sunday morning.
Mebben says a key metric now for St. Paul's is the average weekly touch. That's getting out into the neighborhood, and on Wednesdays working with Bishop Darius Pridgen's True Bethel Baptist, which parks buses providing services like a food pantry on Cathedral Park, with both congregations touching those who need help or advice and not requiring them to come inside. That puts them next to a former bank building, which is now St. Paul's Flickinger Ministry Center. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.